of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, April 24th, 2018. I am Hassan Robinson. In the headlines, United Workers Party hosts its annual Delegates Convention in Grandfort on Sunday, 29th April. New project signals paradigm shift for water-scarce Barbados, creating awareness on likely impacts of climate change. Former Bin Laden bodyguard on welfare in Germany receiving €1,022 a month in welfare payments since 1997. The news is brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Excitement is coming soon. Don't miss the action with TCL TVs. Shop with Quartz, authorized dealers of the world's best brands, and get a TCL 32-inch HD LED TV for only $999. Or the TCL FHD Smart LED 49-inch TV for $2,399. Or the 55-inch TV for just $2,899. All for nothing down and nothing to pay for 30 days. Shop today and score big with these deals. Quartz, bringing value home.
If you are short of nurses or doctors, that is going to affect health for all, says Rosie Felix. Nurse Rosie Felix spoke on Q95 Radio Monday on the issue of nurses shortage in Dominica and some of the effects as a result. Ms. Felix said there is nothing wrong with the nursing profession. What is wrong is the nursing practice environment. Ms. Felix went on to say that this year's World Health Day theme, Health for All, can't be attained with a shortage of nurses as a number of facets would be compromised.
And I want to first speak to, you know, the effects of a nursing shortage on the healthcare environment, because we're speaking about, you know, solutions to what happens when there's a nurse shortage or any healthcare worker shortage. There's a doctor shortage, and well, nothing is wrong with the nursing profession. What is wrong with the nursing practice environment. But of course, nurses, because of the numbers in any healthcare setting, nurses and midwives make up the majority of healthcare workers, and you would appreciate that a shortage of these would affect negatively the system. Recently, April 7th was World Health Day, and the WHO, the theme was health for all. Health for all. But if you're short of nurses or doctors, that's going to affect health for all. You're not going to achieve this health for all goal if you have, you know, a shortage, a severe shortage, or any shortage of nurses. And what happens is that delivery of healthcare certainly compromised. Access to care compromised. People will have to go further distances. If your local, your community health center doesn't have a nurse and you have a healthcare need, it means you have to go further. So the delivery, the access to healthcare is compromised. Patients' complications increase. If we look at the hospital.
Meantime, Nursing Association President Rosie Felix insists that salary is a major reason for nurses leaving Dominica in droves. Nursing Association President Rosie Felix insists that salary is a major reason for nurses leaving Dominica in droves to seek employment elsewhere. She said salary is 50% of the problem, and the other 50% is a combination of other problems. It is a fact that nurses are leaving for better salary abroad. According to Felix, a nurse who migrates to a neighboring island gets a start-off salary of $5,000, while a nurse at home starts off at less than $5,000. She said some time ago at a job consultancy exercise done by the Caribbean Center for Developmental Administration here in Dominica recommended a significant salary increase for nurses, but that document had been pushed aside. She added that what nurses want is professional pay for professional work. Nurses will tell you when they go to the bank, the bankers are telling them to get a husband so they can get a loan together because their salary is not enough for them to secure a house loan or a land loan. Figures from the Ministry of Health show some 14 nurses, including retirees, departed the island since Hurricane Maria devastated Dominica last September. In 2017, a total number of 14 nurses, including retirees, also left the island. This is a total of 28 nurses, and officials fear that this could have an impact on the health services in Dominica. Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru said on a recent radio program that the nursing service in Dominica is fast nearing critical levels, but some people are making it appear worse than it really is. And the United Workers Party hosts its annual delegates convention in Grand Fort on Sunday, 29th April. The United Workers Party will host its annual delegates convention at the government primary school in Grand Fort on Sunday, April 29th, 2018 from 12:30 p.m. Every executive position within the management structure of the party will be democratically contested and will be filled through a nominations process that will bring in a new executive to take the party to the next general elections, which the UWP hopes it will win, and subsequently form the next government in Dominica. Management and leadership positions to be filled at the convention include political leader, deputy political leader, president, deputy president, general secretary, assistant general secretary, international secretary, treasurer, and assistant treasurer. Nominations will also be entertained to fill the positions of trustees and ordinary members of the party executive. And DFP and UWP have both welcomed the People's Party of Dominica to the island's political arena. The United Workers Party and the Dominica Freedom Party have both welcomed the new People's Party of Dominica into the national political arena. The People's Party of Dominica leader Sophia Carrington announced this week that the party will be contesting the next general election. Her announcement officially marks the party's entry into a political arena that was largely heretofore confined to the social media and the internet. It is now the only party headed by a woman. Sophia resides in the United States at the moment. UWP Member of Parliament Hector John cautions former UWP Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac. UWP Member of Parliament in the Dominica sector Hector John is cautioning former UWP Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac, who recently crossed over to Dominica Labour Party government, that he should read between the lines as he has been set up by the Labour Party for downfall. On the 12th of April 2018, Isaac was sworn in officially as a Minister of the Environment, Climate Resilience and Urban Renewal. John says this political move is malicious and could destroy Isaac's political career.
Joseph Isaac, a super minister, if you look at. I mean, he put him there to fail. His newest ministry, climate resilience, have been the buzzword. And now he took that ministry and he gave it to Mr. Joseph Isaac. He's telling Dominican that he's within his 18 ministers that he had before Mr. Isaac, that he didn't have the human resource capacity to move that ministry forward, and he had to buy out somebody from the United Workers Party. He said, the United Workers Party, that he said, has no quality or qualification or human resource to run Dominica. But he has, within his 18 ministers, he couldn't get one. And that is telling. And you could see it was a political plot. And I hope Dominica can see right through it.
Hector John, he spoke on Q95 News on Monday. Internal medicine specialist cautions Dominicans on kidney failure and hemodialysis or hypertension and diabetes. Specialist in internal medicine with special interest in kidney failure and hemodialysis, Dr. Mead, has cautioned Dominicans on the importance of controlling their hypertension and diabetes. Mr. Mead says uncontrolled hypertension and diabetes leads to kidney failure. Dr. Mead went on to explain the two types of kidney failures as she's urging persons to take heed to precautionary treatment practices and to take action on symptoms of hypertension and diabetes.
Kidney failure, the two main causes of it are hypertension and diabetes, and that is uncontrolled hypertension and uncontrolled diabetes. So it means that not everyone who has diabetes is going to progress to kidney failure. The same, not everyone who has hypertension is going to progress to kidney failure. The problem is when we allow it to be uncontrolled. And that is our biggest challenge, right? We have increasing numbers of patients, and especially young patients in their 40s, in their 50s, who are now developing kidney failure. Kidney failure, what it is, there is the chronic kidney failure, and then there's the acute kidney failure. So a chronic kidney failure would be a gradual loss in functioning of your kidneys, right? This can be acute, as we said, where it progresses or it occurs in a rather short space of time due to an acute illness to the body and to the kidneys.
Specialist in internal medicine with special interest in kidney failure and hemodialysis, Dr. Mead, she spoke to Q95 FM on Tuesday. DNO owner and prominent German journalist Tim Duran tells Dominican embraced the call for electoral reform. Owner of Dominican News Online and prominent Dominican journalist Tim Duran is appealing to all Dominicans to embrace the call for electoral reform put forth by the Concerned Citizen Movement. Duran says this call has been made by various stakeholders in society for several years now, and no one should have a problem with embracing the facts surrounding the issue. Duran was speaking at the National Constellation on the Electoral Reform held by the Concerned Citizen Movement.
A country cannot be truly democratic until its citizens have the opportunity to choose their representatives through elections that are free and fair. This sentiment is at the core of an unrelenting advocacy over the past several years for electoral reform in Dominica. Free and fair elections play a critical role in effecting change from one political regime to the next by expanding democratic systems and principles and helping to promote peaceful democratic political change that lead to increased stability and prosperity. I do not believe that any of us in this country who truly understand and believe in the ideals of democracy can honestly have any difficulty with this.
Dominican News Online owner and prominent Dominican journalist Tim Duran. New project signals paradigm shift for water-scarce Barbados as it creates awareness on likely impacts of climate change. At the start of 2017, the Caribbean Drought and Precipitation Monitoring Network, or CDPN, warned Eastern Caribbean countries that they were facing abnormal climate conditions and possibly another full-blown drought. For Barbados, it was dire news. Previous drought conditions impacted every sphere and sector of life of this historically water-scarce country. But a new project promises a new water future for Barbadians by increasing the awareness of the islanders to the water cycle and the likely impacts of climate change on that island's drinking water supply. Former Bin Laden bodyguard on welfare in Germany receives $1,022 a month on welfare payments since 1997. The Tunisian man, who once allegedly protected Osama bin Laden, has lived in Germany since 1997 and gets a monthly salary in welfare payments. The figure was revealed by a regional government after the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD, asked about the man known as Sami A. Jaman. Jaman media have not reported the man's full name for privacy reasons. He denies jihadist links, deportation to Tanzania, and was ruled out because of fears that he would be tortured there. And this has been the Prime Evening News, but first the recap of our headlines. United Workers Party hosts its annual delegates convention at Grand Four on Sunday, 29th April. New project signals paradigm shift for water-scarce Barbados, creating awareness on likely impacts of climate change. Former Bin Laden bodyguard on welfare in Germany, receiving a monthly payment since 1997. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica. If you missed any of our newscast, log on to our website at q95da.com to view our stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Hassan Robinson.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.